This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota after 2 weeks, two long weeks in California. Friends, two long weeks in California. I drove over 2,000 miles. We preached in Newhart, California at a gun club. And then we also spent some time preaching over in Temecula, California as well. Again, with that said, we were doing projects in between that. So we'll see how those things all roll out. You know, you reap what you sow. It rains on the just and the unjust. I can't wait to see what happens with the seed that's been sown concerning the projects, and I'll tell you about that as things roll out in real time. Wanted to let you know too, friends, we're going to cover a couple topics. Got to get caught up on some of the headlines across the United States of America that the CIA-controlled media means to omit, withhold, or just keep you entertained with smoke and mirrors, as they do, friends, and as they have been for the last 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 decades in this country. That is not far-fetched in any sense of the word. We're going to go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, but before we do that, if you want to call in at any time, we're hooked up on Comrex. Again, we're back in the studios here in the state of Minnesota. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, and the list goes on and the list goes on. What are we going to cover first? We got sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to let you know, too, friends, Facebook is at it again. We found out again, friends, concerning those that are left off to do the things that they do at will, because 325.7 million people do so. Now, I want to say this because I can hear people say, why are you always so sarcastic, or why are you always so condemning? Wait a second. Condemnation belongs to those that don't believe. It doesn't belong to those that are in Christ Jesus at all. And remember, Jesus always said, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And to he who has eyes, let him see with his eyes. So there's spiritual eyes, there's spiritual ears, and there's carnal ears, and there's carnal eyes. So I'm not being sarcastic or condemning. Read, the Bible says, those that believe on Christ are not condemned, but those that don't believe, John 3:17, right after John 3:16. And if you go over to Romans 8, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. So just to make that clear, I am speaking to those that love the truth and to those that don't know the truth and yet think they do, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So let's get coverage on the issues that need coverage today. Google, friends, censors undercover video exposing Google. We have a whistleblower from the inside of Google. Okay, we've known this because Facebook has been popped doing this over and over again. Twitter has been popped for shadow banning. Out of their own mouths, they are self-incriminated. But where's the justice that the American people need that guards their liberty? Well, they're being entertained out of it by their favorite guy with their favorite jersey on concerning this brand new administration. Truth be told, okay? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Friends, Google is censoring an insider, a whistleblower, is telling you that Google is censoring conservative speech. They're censoring Christian speech. They're censoring constitutional law. How many times have I shared, America, that they are attempting to Europeanize us? They are subversive. All these big tech companies, for the most part, friends, are subversive towards American government, which makes them and what they're advocating, friends, unlawful. They mean to advocate unlawful speech. And they mean to censor lawful speech. And they've been busted doing it again and again and again and again. Why are they trying to put the lights out, friends? Why do they want the light out? Because, folks, those that love their sin hate the light. And what they don't realize is they're digging themselves a ditch that they themselves are going to fall into it. In America, I say to you, in 53 countries, I say to you, I have a question for you as I make it a point with an exclamation. Do you want to go with them into that pit that they themselves have dug? Because that's what they mean to do. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, again, this is not sensationalized speech. This is what is going on. Google censors undercover video exposing Google again, America. Do you realize how many people and their lives and their livelihoods have been taken away because of big tech companies that act outside of their scope of any given authority concerning what they have a lawful right to do and a lawful right not to do, friends? They're doing it. And again, I want to let you know that here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we are not ones that are going to just talk about the problems. We are going to deal with it. And we are in the process of doing just that again. And it's going to take some time, friends. But again, as things roll out, we'll keep you in the know as to what we're doing here. Can you imagine 325.7 million people in this country saying enough of the 1.7% that are using the media to lie us, to undermine the Constitution, to destroy the Republic as we know it? Can you imagine what we can do? Because I, for one, can. I, for one, can. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, we have an honor killing. This is over in England. Muslim neurosurgeon brutally beats doctor wife to death, is what the headline says. Stuffs body in a suitcase because she wanted the divorce. Now, I want to say this, friends. For those that are still caught up into the lies and the propaganda of the CIA-controlled media that are advocating the Muslim religion as a religion of peace, if you haven't seen the movie, friends, it's a true story, Hotel Mumbai, you need to see it. Because that will explain to you, they withheld nothing, they showed you everything, and it's a true story as to what happened over at Hotel Mumbai. And it shows you, friends, the irrationality of an enemy that cannot be rationed with. He cannot be rationalized with in any sense of the word. Okay? Hotel Mumbai, if you've not taken the time to go see that true story, do yourself a favor and do it. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, we have more lies coming out through the CIA-controlled media about Iran and the truth about the U.S. CIA's previous involvement. Of course, John Stockton, former CIA agent, said that the purpose of the CIA is to what? To destabilize countries. What do you think is happening here, friends? And they have no business doing it. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. GoTherefore Conference.com for registration information. GoTherefore Conference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Sons of Liberty friends, thank you to Michael Roach, my friend, for broadcasting this live. Folks, we're seeing suppression on YouTube, even now on our flow. I've shared with you in the past that Facebook, as well as Twitter, are shadow banning and blatantly suppressing our flow. No question about it. We have over 752,000 followers. We have 715,000 active followers. A post goes out and you have about, the reach reaches out to about 58 people. And then what they do is they want you to pay, they gouge you, they want you to pay money to boost to the friends that have already liked your page. Folks, there's fraud going on here. There's some major issues going on with these big tech companies, and they need to be dealt with. You bring them to discovery, and it's going to be all over with them, friends. Their house of cards are going to fall. There's no question about it, but we have to get them to discovery. And I'm sure there's people across the boards in the United States of America that have had enough of these big tech companies that are, in fact, attempting to control your speech. Google, again, as I said during the first segment, was just busted. An insider, a whistleblower, came out and said, listen, they're trying to control the Google search, what you talk about, what you don't talk about, what they deem lawful to speak about, and what you better not according to them, unlawfully speak about. And again, friends, they're trying to dictate. And remember what Tacitus said during the Roman Empire before it fell. He said, find out those that you cannot criticize. And he said, you'll find out there and there alone as to those that mean to control you. I want to go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I wanted to highlight some of the articles that I was just tipping into, friends. More lies about Iran and the truth about the U.S. CIA's previous involvement. I have a friend that's a CIA agent. He was a former CIA, as well as the FBI, who is an acquaintance more so than a friend. But with that said, the purpose of the CIA is international, friends. It's not domestic. They have no business domestically doing anything, but we see them with their fingers and their hands into everything. And John Stockton, former CIA agent, said that the purpose of the CIA is to disrupt, to destabilize countries. America concerning that of what's going on in Iran today. I'll just tip into this for a moment. General Wesley Clark said 18 years ago, planned wars, 7 countries in 5 years. Matter of fact, he said finishing off Iran. I have a question for you, America. Why is Donald Trump seeking the advice of a pedophile and a known war criminal named Henry Kissinger? It was Henry Kissinger that said, and I'm going to get to this in a moment. Henry Kissinger said, friends, that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Did you hear what he said about your grandpas, about your dads, about your uncles, about your brothers, and about your neighbors? He said they're just dumb, stupid animals. See, stupid means that you'll go fight their unconstitutional wars for you. And remember, in every war, the truth is always the first casualty. Let me say that again. In every war, the truth is always the first casualty. What you're being told now is they attempt to cast into your minds by the CIA-controlled media in America, friends, and globally, that you have to go deal with some third world dictator now in Iran. But I want to go back 18 years. You ready for this, Sam? I want you to go back 18 years with me, and I want you to listen with your own ears. I'm at the studio now. I can do this. Listen to what General Wesley Clark said over 18 years ago about Iran and what these wars are really about. Go ahead and play that, please.
Right, 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon, and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, "today." And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years,
huh,
starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
Oh, wow. Wow. America, are you supposed to know about that? Libya? Wow, didn't we just have a couple problems with those guys not too long ago with the current administration? These are pre-planned wars. And they're expecting your stupid, idiotic friends, stupid idiotics in the military to fight their war for them, said Henry Kissinger. Did you hear what they said? They need to make more money for their buddies over at the military-industrial complex. See, they want to convince you that third world countries need to be straightened out. But folks, just forget about your government that has been guilty of committing crimes against many of these third world countries in hopes of robbing them of their resources. I didn't say that. General Wesley Clark just said that. How is it that today's conservatives just didn't hear that? Yesterday's liberals, we know who they are. How is it that you conservatives and you profess Christians that are just going along to get along, how is it that you don't hear what was said to you over 18 years ago? When does it get to the point where you're ashamed of what you tolerate? 18 years ago, we were told by General Wesley Clark, these are planned wars. 7 countries are going to be taken out in 5 years because they didn't know what to do, right? And they had a military that could just take down countries. We have a good military to take down good countries, he said. and finishing off with Iran. And what is the CIA-controlled media trying to brainwash you into believing today, friends? That we got to go deal with those guys, man. They're a threat. And now what does the government say to you? Well, if you're not on board with us, then you're with the terrorists. Sound familiar? Because, friends, this has been going on in your country for a long, long time. And keep in mind, when wars commence, friends, it's not going to be what our forefathers did when they thought that a war was worthy. They were the ones to first go and lead the way. No, now it's going to be your sons, and it's going to be your daughters in many cases. And it's going to be your grandpas and your daddies and your uncles and your neighbors and your brothers that are going to do their fighting for them, friends. You know, here, I have a resolve to all of this. Do you want to end wars? Then send the politicians to the wars. You want to end the wars, friends? Take those that want you to go to war on the behalf of the military-industrial complex so they can line their pockets with millions and trillions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. Send them. Put them in a cage. Let them battle it out. Because you're going to find out, friends, that in many cases they're not going to be at odds with one another. They're going to be in on it together. It's just like the bankers behind the scenes, friends, that are paying and funding both sides of the war. And again, keep in mind, it's not going to be the politicians going, friends. It's going to be your kids that are going to be going. Open your eyes to your own demise, America. Again, let me reiterate the point. Iran, folks, was forecasted over 18 years ago by General Wesley Clark. Who knows better than he does? Oh, I know that there's many of you conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that just believe that you know more than General Wesley Clark because the new administration that you idolize said so. Should be ashamed of yourselves, friends. Let them fight the wars. And folks, by the way, if you were to actually advocate them going to fight the wars, that would end the war the same day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just ask those back in 1968 and 69 and 70 when the Vietnam War was going on and everybody's numbers, the Congress that Americans allowed to approve an unconstitutional war called Vietnam. It's interesting to note it was okay for them to give approval for that war as long as it wasn't their kids going. But once the congressmen and congresswomen in the government, federal government, their kids' numbers began to come up for the draft, the lottery, guess what, friends? All of a sudden, it was time to end the war because it might cost them something. Folks, on a global scale, 53 countries that listen to me, 112 radio stations in the United States of America that are listening to me, let them fight the wars. Keep in mind, this is the same government telling you to go take down Iran now that's trying to disarm you, that's trying to censor your free speech, that's responsible for killing off 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in your country. America, you're the light of the world under Christ. And the bottom line is we need to get this right or else we are going to go down in history as the greatest fool. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says he grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
Now, I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirst.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I love to talk about what's going on in the country, and I could spend the rest of the show getting you caught up. There's some good things happening, friends. Those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. James 2, 14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. We have a guy over in, this is great. And I'm just going to tip on this, friends, real quick. All American Car Dealership offers Bible, shotgun, and U.S. flag with every vehicle purchase. This is great. All American, friends. All American Car Dealership offers Bible, shotgun, and U.S. flag with every vehicle purchase on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to get over to something that I highlighted, and it's real short. It'll take me 2 segments to cover it. Concerning eschatology. Just kind of shifting gears here real quick. Because many people, they're known as the end timers, you know. Those that just want to be raptured from responsibility. You know, the burnt hippies that are still high in LSD. Not just the ones in government that are there today, but also in the pulpits today that are opening their doors to the wolves. Right? Read John 10 when you get a moment. Verse 12. But it's interesting that concerning eschatology, you know, end times. Many people get depressed by their message because it's doom and gloom. And I've covered this probably 3 times in the last 16 years on this radio program. I used to be over on Salem Communications for 13 years in Washington, for Chicago, and in Minneapolis. Now we're in 112 different affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 58 countries. But with that said, people, again, they're confused about it. If you'd read your Bible, confusion would go away, period. Okay? And if you read John 7:17, the Bible says that we're to know, firstly, as we bear our cross, take it up, and deny ourselves, we're to know the doctrine of the Word of God. And 98% of what you see out there is not real Christianity, friends. There's literally probably 2 to 3% that's the real deal. And that's a safe number to stick to, by the way. But those that preach this eschatology, the end timers, you know, the gloom and doom message, there's nothing we can do, just put your hands up in the air. They scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of you by using the consequence of man. And by the way, the consequence is there because they fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. Read Psalm 78. But they preach fire insurance. You better get saved or else you're going to go to hell. Well, we're not supposed to fear hell. We're supposed to fear God. Read Luke 12:4. That's false doctrine, friends. And so is this end timers rapture baloney that they keep pushing on their people, and they're oppressing people. And I've shared with you in the past concerning these end timers that say, listen, we're going to be raptured. It makes zero sense, and I'm going to prove that right now, scripturally. Leonard Ravenhill said, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. He's exactly right. That's all it comes down to. And I'll tell you what, nobody pushes this gloom and doom message more than these burnt hippies, friends. Many of my readers know my scriptural stance on the end timers and their theories, as well as radio listeners. And theories they are, especially when it comes to what many are taught concerning the rapture. By the way, the word rapture, listen to me carefully, the word rapture itself is not found in the Word of God. Can't find it. And you know how these false teachers sicken me to the very core. These that I'm highlighting have left off Scripture. And my love, friends, does not afford their false doctrine to go uncorrected. If not for themselves, then for the biblically illiterate listeners that don't know the difference, but should. Read 2 Timothy 3:16. Oh my goodness, how these false teachers love to use, again, as I said, the consequence of worldly circumstance to move their followers, not Jesus, their followers to accept Jesus, a different Jesus, as an insurance plan from hell, which again is unbiblical rather than repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20 verse 21, and Galatians 3:24. Okay, they're supposed to use the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that they might be justified by faith, not the consequence of wicked men. Furthermore, if you put it into line with Scripture, friends, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. See, it's like what you've taken on in this country today. You hear it all day long. You hear the crimes of corrupt politicians. You hear the crimes of the corrupt in the pulpits in what you would call American churches today. You hear the crimes of those that kill and sell drugs and commit the act of pedophilia and sodomy. And you hear the crimes of the subversives that have taken government office somehow when they have no business being there whatsoever. No, you hear the crimes being magnified, friends. But that's not our purpose in this country, and that's not what turns our light on. What turns our light on, friends, is justice. Isaiah 51:4 says just exactly that. Isaiah 51:4. We're to preach law, friends, unto judgment. Not the crime and law and judgment are out of mind the way that you have been dummied down to believe today. Again, today, crimes have been magnified against the law, not the law against the crime. We have it upside down. Matter of fact, when I was in Coronado, California just yesterday, we had 2 days there. We had 1 day off. I don't know if it was really a day off, but we did radio out of Coronado as well. But with that said, friends, we were there, and one of the 2 days that we were there, we went to a pizza joint right on the little baby strip in Coronado. That's where they make the Navy SEALs. It's a little island unto itself right across from San Diego. And it was kind of bizarre, but it was another lesson for me to share with the people. And as I walked in there, it was interesting. They had Al Capone on the wall with a smile on his face, as if he was supposed to be praised. You know, and the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. That's where we're at today. And evil men understand not judgment. That's where we're at today. As if to suggest that we're to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Baloney. Baloney. But as I walked into the pizza joint, there's a big picture of Al Capone. Folks, a gangbanger from the 20s and the 30s who died from syphilis. And how many crimes was he responsible for committing against God and man? Yet they put him up as some sort of icon that should be worshipped. And right next to Al Capone, friends, was none other than Bugsy Siegel. You know that movie that came out in the 90s, the mob head that started the Flamingo. He started the Sin City called Las Vegas today, right? Did anybody ever see the end of Bugsy Siegel, by the way? Bugsy Siegel was at his girlfriend's house. He was committing adultery on his wife in Beverly Hills, California, and he was shot through 9 times. As a matter of fact, in one particular case, he was shot, and it shot his eyeball out, and you can see it, I don't mean to be grotesque, but hanging on the side of his face. But for some reason or another, they had a picture of Bugsy Siegel in this pizza joint with a smile on his face, again, being put up as if we need to put him up as someone that needs to be worshipped, as some sort of standard. Read 1 Kings 13:31. Because it's exactly what the world has taken on. They've taken the devil in place of the risen Christ. They've taken the baser sort instead of the holy, the righteous, the good, and the true. And they put the devil in the place of the righteous throughout the land. Folks, you don't see people inside of pizza joints. You don't see throughout the media those that have done good unto their people and service towards their people. You don't see them being highlighted for their good. And if you do, friends, they always got to taint or poison the character of the one that they put up. Like that of none other than, well, Martin Luther King's a prime example. He served his people. It wasn't just an issue of color, friends. It was an issue of law. Don't call me, don't email me and tell me about how bad he was. You know nothing of what you say. I've spent hours with Andrew Young, the man that was right next to him, walking through the civil rights back in the 60s and the 50s. I spent time with Roger Wilkins from the DOJ who knew Martin Luther King. I spent time with Billy, Sam, Kyle, the man that was standing right next to Martin Luther King when he was shot down. And all three of them told me that J. Edgar Hoover, that sodomite, that criminal-minded extorter, that's how he'd extort people, get dirt on them, he was the one that was diabolically possessed with taking down and obsessed with taking down Martin Luther King. The man was a prophet. If you look at his fruits, friends, and don't sit there and tell me about how he failed here and how he failed there. We all fail. But you know what? Then we ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. Just like King David, who learned the lesson in Psalm 51 after Bathsheba, verse 17, that it's not a good idea to play with the God that sees all things, who beholds the good and the evil in all places. Right? Man after God's own heart who failed the test. But after he failed that test, he didn't fail it too many times after, right? Because he understood the message, go and sin no more in John 8. People forget that part of the new gospel, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how they just overlook go and sin no more? That is grace, right? Isn't it interesting how they just overlook where sin abounds, grace does much more abound? No, sin abounds and they want to call it grace. No, it is not. We are to overcome the world, not succumb to the world. We're to be more than conquerors through him that loved us, not succumbers. Let's put it into scriptural perspective. But that's what America has taken on. They've taken on the losers. They've taken on the fact that it's okay that their president lies to them every once in a while. And if you call it out, they say, who are you to judge? Not knowing Scripture. Don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture, biblically illiterate ones. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. I'm going to come back. We're talking about eschatology. End timers just want to be raptured from responsibility. And we're putting into perspective the things that need to be brought and put back into perspective. Jesus Christ is king in this country. Not man. Not fallen man. Not imperfect man. But the risen Son of God who sits at the right hand of my Father, who we call Abba Father. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. See, I get on these little bunny trails, these little prophetic bunny trails, and I know it's something that the Lord would have me cover. So I'll be doing some on that in the up and coming days. And I'm talking about Bugsy Siegel, the mob head that was shot at his girlfriend's house, committing adultery, the seventh commandment, Exodus 20. Read it when you get a moment. Romans 13, Deuteronomy 5 as well. And they also highlight guys like these old gangbangers back in the 20s and the 30s, these gangsters, right, that die of syphilis, like Al Capone, and the list goes on. People are enthralled. They're taken with criminals. It's interesting, friends. Look at the movies that are promoted by Hollywood. Look what Hollywood promotes. They promote crime. Look at the CIA-controlled media. They say if it bleeds, it leads. How sick and twisted, folks, that is until it bleeds with someone in their family, until they understand what they're doing. By the way, that's how ministries are made, friends. But, I mean, just think about how the media and Hollywood and the government and the church, how they operate today. They magnify what? They put up the sinful and the debased and the reprobates and the wicked. And it's the church's job, and it's the patriots who uphold the dying laws. That's what it defines out to be. And the conservatives of the day that are to be the salt that preserves morality and stops the putrefaction. We need to think, folks. We need to think. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Like Paul said, I know nothing by myself. Amen. When he brings it, we know it. And we praise God for the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Let me cover this. Talking about how these false teachers love to use the consequence of the worldly circumstance to move their followers to accept another Jesus as an insurance plan from hell. It's unbiblical, friends. You're supposed to repent for breaking God's moral law, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And we can see their fruit. Look at the anarchy abroad in the United States of America today. Look at their fruit. It's anarchy because they refuse to hear the law and the prophets. They're going to hear the consequence of refusing the law and the prophets, just like the rich man did, friends. And then it's going to be too late. First, speaking of eschatology and the end timers, I want you to listen to this. Those that want to be raptured from responsibility, listen to me carefully. This is going to set you free. People need to understand that these false teachers want to bestow upon their followers and their listeners, 2 Timothy 4:3, they want to bestow upon their listeners, their followers, information, friends, information that Jesus, when he was incarnate in the flesh, was denied by telling his followers, listen carefully, Matthew 24:36. Chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But my Father only, said Jesus. Isn't it interesting? You got guys like Hal Lindsey, who writes a book every year as to why this year Jesus may be coming back. And there's people that support this. Folks, these burnt hippies, they have these meetings, these end time meetings, and they're packed with 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 people there. And keep in mind, friends, 99% of them are, guess what? Burnt hippies that want to be raptured from responsibility. And these false teachers that preach their eschatology, that they're going to be raptured from responsibility, which is unscriptural. One more time, I'm going to show you that in just a second here. I want to tell you something that Jesus himself was denied concerning the revelation of the day and the hour. Knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But my Father only. Whoa! That's crazy. Next time you hear of these end timers and these that are going to be raptured from responsibility because they fail to keep God's commandments because they hate God, friends, read Deuteronomy 8, verse 11 when you get a moment, because the opposite is what they do of what they should do. Next time you hear it, just say, wait a second. Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, but at that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Second, I got a question for you. This is going to set you free as well. Why would the man of war, this is the character of God found in Exodus 15, verse 3, why would the man of war, God himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy One of Israel, why would he raise up an army only to pull them out right before the battle? Hey, all of you that have been brainwashed by these end timers that want to be raptured from responsibility, my lines are wide open for you. See, that's what's so awesome about sticking to the Word of God and the Constitution. There's no debate. There's no debate. We can have different perspectives, but we're still rooted in the same principles. And there's still going to be no schism within the body. Read 1 Corinthians 1:10, where it says that we're supposed to be of the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgments. Well, how could it be otherwise when we go to Ephesians 4 and we find that there's one Lord, there's one baptism, there's one faith, there's one. And we're to follow Jesus Christ, not fallen man. But what does fallen man say? Oh, we're going to be raptured from responsibility. Not scriptural, my friends. Not scriptural. Why would the man of war, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, raise up an army only to pull them out right before the battle? I mean, let's take that to the natural, friends. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Well, let's take that to the natural. Well, why would our government raise up a military if not the intent to use them in battle? because they do it every time. Just look at the, again, unconstitutional campaigns, but I'm still using this for the very purpose that there's a reason that they do so, to prepare them for battle. You know, as they say, what was a Roman leader said, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's right. That's a righteous sense, by the way. That's a righteous sense of being armed. That's a righteous sense of having police, which we didn't have all the way up until the 1800s. Secret Service, which we didn't have up until the 50s. The list goes on, friends. Okay, there's a righteous stance on everything. There's a righteous sense of using a gun and a righteous way of using a gun. And there's an unrighteous way of using a gun. Okay? And you can figure the rest out because I got to figure this point out. Or this, I got to not figure it out, but end this before the end of the show here. The Lord's not going to raise up an army to pull them out before the battle, friends, because if you look at Scripture, I ask, did the Lord do that with Abraham when he went to war against the kings? Did the Lord do that with Moses when he was king of Jeshurun and they fought off along with the children of Israel when they conquered the Amorites and the Hivites and the Ammonites and the Hittites and the list goes on? Read Exodus 20. Did the Lord pull out Joshua, or did he keep him and raise him up for the war that the children of Israel would inherit the promised land? Of course not. Did the Lord pull out Caleb with Joshua, who obeyed the Lord wholly and followed the Lord wholly, and the Lord said to him, because of this, I'm going to give you the good of the land? No, they fought to get it. They fought the good fight of faith to get it. Did the Lord pull out Samson of the battle, or was he sent for war? What of King David? And the list goes on. Hey folks, of course he's not going to pull them out in the middle of the battle. He's not going to rapture them from responsibility. He is not in the past, and he won't in the future. Hey, let me ask you another question. What of his disciples? 11 of the 12, if anybody's going to be raptured, friends, wouldn't it be the disciples? 11 of the 12 were martyred, and yet we have these false teachers, right, teaching that the Lord is going to show favor to a new sect of disobedient hippies that are not going to have to bear their cross. Mysteriously, Matthew 16, 24 through 26. They're not going to have to suffer persecution, which is promised to those that would live godly, 2 Timothy 3, 2, and possibly die in the process of bearing witness for the Christ that they say they love. Oh, martyrs, man, there was something wrong with their doctrine according to these false teachers that preach something that's not in the Word of God called a rapture. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Luke 19:13 that the church is called to occupy until he comes? Why? Of course, yes, it does. And let me ask you this. When we read Ephesians 6:10 through 16, who does this apply to? And I end with this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This must not apply to the eschatology of the gloom and doomers that say that they're going to be raptured from responsibility. Moving on. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Hosea works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.